Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Checking in with the National Weather Service. Flood warnings continue for the following rivers. In Del Norte County, it's the Smith River near Crescent City. For Humboldt County, it's the Van Dusen River near Bridgeville. And for Upper Mendocino County, it's not rivers the Weather Service is concerned about. It's the ponding of water in the low-lying areas, as well as the increased possibility of rock and mudslides. Do not drive your car across flooded roadways. Remember, it only takes about 2 feet of water to float most vehicles for area road conditions. On the Talk Shop program last night, we asked Tom Mattson of Public Works what roads are impacted by snow levels at this time and require chains. He says parts of 299.
We have chains required on Titlow Hill and Bald Hills right now.
Asked about how prepared he is for the rain and snow, Mattson is confident.
We're set up for these kind of storms. We know we're going to get damage. A lot of the things where we've had damage in the past, you know, we've enlarged the culvert so we don't have to worry about them anymore. But we still have 1,200 miles of road to travel with very few people, and so things will get plugged up, and we know the routes, we know where the heavy rains come in, and we focus in those areas. We know where there's going to be snow. We got plows running right now. We have chains required on Titlow Hill and Bald Hills right now.
For more information about road conditions, please visit Caltrans's website, as well as staying tuned to this station. Eureka police officers were called to a residence in the 3500 block of O Street yesterday morning after a property owner reported squatters had trespassed in a vacant house. They refused orders to evacuate. They barricaded themselves in one of the rooms, reportedly claiming they were part of the Occupy movement and had occupied the vacant house in a show of protest. After repeated attempts, officers managed to force their way through and arrested four more people, Martin Katz, Ann Ryan, Stanton Wood, and Keelan McWain. Officers discovered graffiti, vandalism, damage to the residence. It totaled to be thousands of dollars in repairs. All six were arrested, booked in the county jail. College of the Redwoods announced yesterday that the Board of Trustees has awarded a renovation bid for the Southern Humboldt Instructional Site to DCI Construction based in Ferndale. DCI submitted the lowest bid for the project, and it's expected the site will be ready for students in time for the fall semester. The renovations will include a new classroom, new bathrooms that are disability compliant, a study hall, and an administrative office, along with a fire alarm system as well as a sprinkler system. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
St. Joseph Hospital will open its doors to the community this weekend for 2 days of special open houses for the newly completed $140 million medical facility. The Northeast Tower at St. Joseph Hospital will be open to the community Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and again the following day, Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A special ribbon-cutting ceremony will take place 11 a.m. Saturday, followed by the installation of the hospital's 2012 time capsule. The project came about as a result of an unfunded mandate requiring all hospitals to comply with updated state seismic laws by 2013. Though the hospital will debut the Northeast Tower to community residents later this month, patients will not be treated in the new medical facility until later in the spring to give the hospital time to transition staff and equipment. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro issued a statement following Governor Brown's State of the State speech yesterday, criticizing the governor for failing to address key issues that affect the North Coast, such as Cal Fire fees and school transportation funding. Chesbro expressed his support for the governor's two tax initiatives, however, that will appear on the November ballot. It'll raise taxes on the state's wealthiest income earners, as well as raise the state sales tax. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.